It is Sunday Best with Phil Blundell, with Damian Cabanan and with Andy McCann. We've just been having a great chat about Everton off air. We will come back and do Everton on air with you as well to an extent. But we got finally, Damian, what we've been waiting for and been waiting for weeks. And I hope it comes as a relief to everyone. Liverpool are in a cup final. Liverpool have got a massive game today, and we'll come on to that as well. We'll chat about the fact that we've got to win it. But the thing that I think has been doing everyone's head in is that City have looked relentless and they've looked unstoppable. Well, they weren't exactly stopped yesterday, and it's not all finished and it's not all over or anything like that. They're still well ahead of us, but suddenly there was a crack, there was a bit of light that we could all look through, and there it was, this drop point at Southampton.
Massive for us as fans, just to give us some hope and make sure that the you know, the support comes in on full bat. I'm sure the professionals at the club will do what they need to do and, you know, take each game as it comes, all the cliches and that. But even when Arsenal were looking human, sorry, but even Man City were looking human at Arsenal, they still got the results.
Yeah.
So they're either playing teams off the pitch or they're finding a way to win. And that's a hell of a combination. And a couple of years ago, we were doing exactly that. And everyone was tuning in and saying, oh, this game could go either way. And Liverpool scored in the last minute. Or Liverpool come in and completely dominate. Man City are in a commanding position. And if I was in their position, I wouldn't be worried one bit. But, and it is a but, we are Liverpool and we can do runs. And this is massive. Today, that, you know, we're playing Palace here, because however we do it, if we get the 3 points on the board, we're still in the equation. Because technically speaking, if we win the games in hand, then we'd be favourites in any game that we play that we've got in hand. The gap's very close and we've still got to play them. And so while it's all still to play for, your season's alive. And as a fan, you know, you're striding into the next game and you're looking ahead at the fixtures and hoping that, you know, while Man City totally destroyed Chelsea 1-0 and it looked like, well, they've kind of worked out what they're going to do. They are human. And while I think it was a fair result and Southampton were hanging on at the end, Southampton also showed other teams that if you take the game to them in certain areas, there could have been a couple of goals in front.